From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. President Donald Trump wants the U.S. to build more commercial ships, and he wants to do that by adding a new expense on Chinese ships trading with the U.S. That's at the same time the cost of his current tariffs are leading to fewer ships sailing at all. Stephen Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports from Mobile's waterfront about why the decline of American shipbuilding is a serious national security concern.
Shipbuilding used to be big business for Mobile, Alabama, both commercial ships and Navy ships. And looking across the waterfront right now, across the brown water near the Mobile port, I still can see these giant shipyards building these big gray Navy ships. But when it comes to commercial shipbuilding, that's really disappeared from Mobile as well as most of the country. A lot of that ground has been ceded to other countries, specifically China.
I think it's been bad for America and certainly bad for our area that we produce so few commercial ships in the United States.
Bradley Byrne is the head of the Mobile Chamber of Commerce, just a short walk from that waterfront. What Byrne is really worried about here is national security. That phrase has been used to justify a lot of Trump administration policies. And when it comes to shipbuilding, that really is a big concern. Because commercial ships often play an important role during wartime, transporting troops and needed supplies overseas.
So what if we're in a war with China? We can't use their ships. So this is a national security problem as much as it is a problem for our economy.
The challenge is that China can build a ship for often not even half the cost to build in the U.S., in large part because of the higher labor costs and regulations here. So that's why the Trump administration is pushing policies to encourage U.S. shipbuilding, including deregulation and building up public funding to encourage private investment. And shipbuilders are taking notice.
There's just a lot of tailwinds right now related to shipbuilding.
Chris Kastner is the head of HII, the country's largest shipbuilder and the largest employer in Mississippi. Kastner said during a recent public earnings call that they're looking to see if it makes sense to expand commercial shipbuilding in the U.S.
Now, it's not easy. It takes time. These are heavy manufacturing facilities and equipment, but I think it's only positive for HII and positive for shipbuilding.
But while shipbuilders might be optimistic, lots of other players in the shipping world are not, like ports and companies that rely on shipping for exports. And that's because this policy also includes another cost on top of tariffs for trading with the U.S. Starting in October, any Chinese-built vessel that makes a trip to the U.S. will receive port fees based on cargo size. And in some cases, that'll be north of $1 million. A wide range of groups all sent in public comments to the Trump administration warning that port fees would hurt their industry, from the Louisiana Maritime Association to the Alabama Mining Association.
There's an old proverb I'd heard that said, you don't kill a mosquito on your friend's forehead with a hatchet.
Mike Lee runs the shipping logistics company Page & Jones out of Mobile. And what he means is that the current tariffs are already leading to less trade right now. And it's hard to encourage shipbuilding when shipping is down.
I don't know why you would invest in a ship right now, even an American flagship or a Chinese flagship. I think you're going to see shipyards falling off around the world, even in China and Korea and the places that they're all moving to.
And Lee says beyond the shipping world, these port fees are going to join in with tariffs, making imported goods that much more expensive.
Somebody's got to absorb that cost. And again, you're back to the poor consumer.
The American consumer. Now, despite all these challenges, Mobile Chamber CEO Bradley Byrne still thinks it's critical to remake the country's shipbuilding industry. But he wants to see more incentives to encourage shipbuilding rather than the Trump administration's stick-before-carrot approach.
Well, you can beat me with that fine stick all you want, but that's not going to incentivize me to go out and build a shipyard that costs hundreds of millions of dollars. And I could invest that hundreds of millions of dollars and then wake up the next day and find out I don't have a market for the ships that I can produce in that shipyard, so I've lost that investment. We've got to focus more on the carrot, less on the stick.
He says building shipyards takes years. These new port fees go into effect in 5 months. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Bisaha.